Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh here. 6:30 on this Monday morning and 57 degrees. Tropical Storm Beta churns slowly toward Texas and Oklahoma. Fox's Adam Klotz has more.
Another Gulf of Mexico storm that we're watching that's a real slow mover, similar to what we saw with Sally. This isn't going to be as large, but it is absolutely crawling once again. It's going to be another rainmaker because it's such a slow speed. Going to bring a lot of rain to areas that have seen way too much rain here over the last couple of weeks. So we still have some tropical storm warnings now stretching from the Texas coast all the way across Louisiana. But like we said, it's not going to just be the wind. It's really going to be a story about that heavy rain that begins to fall.
Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain to some parts of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days. Storm is no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. Wichita police are investigating a pair of shootings that occurred Saturday during the noon hour.
One man was shot during a fight outside of an apartment complex at the 2500 block of West Wildwood Lane in southwest Wichita. He suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his leg and was transported to a local hospital. Another shooting report came from the 2500 block of East Graham in northeast Wichita. Police found a victim with a gunshot wound through his lower body. He was transported to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police are still looking for a suspect in each case. If you have any information, you are asked to call 911. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former top executive at the Kansas Board of Regents and longtime University of Kansas administrator and professor has died.
Reggie Robinson, who is the current president of the Kansas Health Foundation, died Saturday at age 63. Robinson served as president and CEO of the governing body of Kansas public colleges and universities from 2002 to 2010. After that, he led Washburn University's Center for Law and Government for several years before returning to KU, where he led the School of Public Affairs and Administration before becoming the university's vice chancellor for public affairs. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Centers for Disease Control is releasing new data showing an increase in COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
The CDC announcing 42,000 extra cases today, and California and Texas surpassing 15,000 deaths. Now, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado are leading the country with the highest daily new case increases. Minnesota also saw its own new single-day high.
The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. is approaching 200,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. Health officials say a Chiefs fan who tested positive for COVID-19 one day after attending the season opener was allowed to into a lower-level box seat without a negative test through a lapse. Kansas City Star reports the fan should have been tested for COVID-19 before being admitted to the box, per the Chiefs' policy, which applies only to those sitting in suites, including the lower-level field boxes. Kansas City Health Department spokesman Bill Snook said the agency is working with the Chiefs, who are responsible for the testing, to strengthen the protocol. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice quiet start to the day in Wichita, temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80 with a mostly sunny sky. Winds will stay out of the south. Clear and 56 overnight, and some clouds begin drifting our way from the south tomorrow. Our high 76. Could even see a few showers in southern Kansas by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy and 57 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning. And today is September 21st. On this date in 1970, NFL Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC TV as the Cleveland Browns defeated the visiting New York Jets 31-21. At that time, it was such a big deal. I mean, football, pro football on a Monday night, you know, traditionally the Sunday afternoon is where people did their football on the NFL. Well, it started on a Monday night. Now you got Mondays, you got Thursdays, they're all over the place, right?
Yeah, late in the season, you got some Saturdays out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, it was a big deal in 1970 when they started that up on ABC TV, and I think ABC got some pretty good ratings boosts out of that particular programming on a Monday night. A woman who put a sculpture of a donkey on her front lawn only to see it torched is calling the burning of the artwork an act of political terrorism. Teresa Turgeon says there can be no other explanation for what she discovered early Saturday morning in front of her home in Boundham. This is in Maine again. She is a former select board member who is running again for her old post. Tells the online news agency that because the donkey is a symbol of the Democratic Party, she's sure that torching it was a political act. Authorities are investigating.
How is that? How does that the town? What was that again?
Let me try it again. Bowdinham, pronouncing Bowdinham. Bowdinham. Bowdinham, Maine.
Bowdinham, maybe, yeah. Or something. I don't
know. That's
weird. Yeah.
The accents on the bow. Bowdinham. Bowdinham. Yeah. I never heard of it, but there's a Maine has some pretty interesting names for some of their places, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay. And see here, a Michigan resident, more election news. A Michigan resident's toilet joke might actually be a federal crime, according to local election officials. This is in Michigan now. As a joke protest against voting by mail, someone put a toilet in their front lawn with a sign that read, "Place mail-in ballots here." But a local Democratic clerk filed a complaint with police, pointing out that it is a felony to take illegal possession of an absentee ballot. So, if somebody had actually put their ballot in that toilet on the front yard, federal law would have been broken.
Right.
Yeah, people are trying to find some humor in this, I guess, and some people's humor is kind of outlandish.
Felonious, yeah. There you go.
I came in this morning, we were off last week, and I came in this morning and made a terrible discovery as I began to open the computer and, you know,
Sure.
My computer glasses were not here. I had my other glasses. They're bifocals, and in order to work with those, you have to hold your head like at an angle like this. These glasses are made specifically to see everything at once. So I called the missus and rousted her out of bed. She drove across town and brought me my computer glasses.
Wow.
That's a sign of a really good and loyal spouse when somebody will do that for you. But she did. She showed you. It took her about 15 minutes to get over here. But
yeah, I'll say.
It saved me because you come back after a week off and you're already in not too good a mood anyway. I mean, you're in a good mood, but you're trying to figure out, put all the pieces together again and trying to remember what you're supposed to do. And if you don't have all your equipment there, it can be a little unnerving. So I have a big salute to my wife who's
taking
care of me again. Man.
I never would have gone that far.
I know
for
you. You wouldn't. You wouldn't go down the hall to get me a cup of coffee. I know that.
Nope. You can get your own coffee.
Even if I said please.
Yeah.
6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jed. The good news last week was the cash cattle and cattle futures traded higher. The live cattle Friday traded near the highs of the week. Feeder cattle have support at the 100-day moving average and resistance at the 50-day moving average. The beef cutouts had mostly downside last week, while the pork cuts and cash hogs were higher. Lean hogs traded in close mix with weakness in the nearby contracts. On the close Friday, October live cattle, 57 cents higher, 107.35. October feeders up 97 cents at 142.42. And October hogs 2 pennies lower at 66.50. Now, China bought U.S. corn and soybeans Friday. New highs for the week were made by all the grain and soybean futures, and they all closed near the highs on Friday. Last week, December Casey wheat gained 33 cents, December corn gained a dime, and November soybeans gained 48 cents for the week. Trading overnight has been lower in moderate volume. December KC wheat at the moment, 4 cents lower at $5, a quarter of a penny. December corn down 3 1/4 at $3.75 1/4. November soybeans down 6 1/2 at $10.37. October crude oil, 80 cents lower at $40.31. December gold down $25.5 at $19.36 1/2. December S&P down 55 1/4 points at 3,261. December dollar index up 33 cents at 93.28. And December Dow Jones futures down 538 points at 27,064. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, it's you got smoke out there. You noticing that?
No.
You're not? Okay. We've been.
You mean this morning?
I don't know if it's out there this morning. You're sure there last night. I knew that from those.
Yeah, I did notice some last night when I was out and about, yes.
Yeah, there's not enough wind. You know, usually in Kansas, the wind's blowing from the south about 30 miles an hour. And we could get some wind today to blow that stuff out of here, I guess. But, well, it's strange, isn't it? That stuff from the coast has gone all the way over here. I mean, I was watching sundown last night. You can watch the sun go down because look right at it because it was covered by smoke last night.
Exactly. No, it's really had more of an effect on this part of the country than what we thought it would. It made it over the Rockies and made it here.
Do you have any problems with that and respiratory problems? I mean,
considering I do have asthma, I have to, you know, be a little careful. But so far, I've been pretty lucky about it.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter with asthma, and hers was kicking up yesterday a little bit because of it. But
yeah, you know, Patty had me out cutting all of her peonies yesterday, and they have this like fungus on them, you know. It shows up in the falls, and I thought I'd be careful. I wore a mask while I was cutting them off.
Well, good idea. There's a fungus among us, huh?
Well, it looks kind of like a fungus that gets on there. It's kind of a whitish-gray-looking situation.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing on some – never mind. I was going to mention the same thing on some of my clothing, but I want to we won't go there, okay? All right, you have a good one. Thank you, sir. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And on the way, we've got Don Grant, CFP. He is the Money Tracker, Politics and Money Management. Oh, this better be good. It should be good. Don Grant coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.